Hey guys, I'm Jen, owner of Hello June Creative, a boutique brand and web design studio. I'm here to help you learn, up-level, and find community in your design business journey. Just remember, the only designer you need to be better than is the one you were yesterday. Hey guys, welcome back to Better the Brand Designer podcast. We have a bit of a fun and different podcast episode for you guys today. This was a listener pitch. I can't remember the name of who it was that messaged me and said, you should do an episode all about like your desk and your office and kind of how to maintain kind of that inspiring and streamlined and organized feel for your office space. And so I was like, you know what? Let me just do something a little bit different, make a little bit of a shorter, more fun style episode, and we can all get inspired together. I'm going to go ahead and describe my current office and desk setup, and then I'll talk about a couple of other places that I've worked and what it looked like in the past, and then I'll go through just some tips that I have for really making your workspace inspiring, even if you don't have a dedicated office, if you're working on your bedroom like I did for years, or even if you're at the kitchen table, a couple of things that you can do to just help, you know, elevate your office space and help you stay really inspired by your physical surroundings. So right now I have a separate office in my home, which is amazing. It's something I've been looking forward to for a really long time after building my home and moving in. I did notice that my physical surroundings really do impact my mood and my inspiration levels. I feel like if I am in like a messy, cluttered area, and I think a lot of creatives are like this, then I will just feel messy and cluttered on the inside. The one exception to this is my desktop. I took a picture of that and shared it on Instagram the other day of like just all the screenshots and the random stuff that was all over my desktop. I'm so happy that Mac has the ability for that to kind of stack in little quote unquote piles on your desktop. So messy desktop, clean mind, right? I don't know if that's what the saying is, but my office space is really, really important to me because, you know, when you work from home, you kind of have to differentiate between work time, home time, etc. The lines can get blurred, especially if you don't have a dedicated space that you can go into and leave at the end of the day. So I'm going to go ahead and give a overview of what my current desk setup looks like, what I have on my desk, kind of like a what's in your purse type of situation. And then I'll talk a little bit more about my office and go into some of my tips. So I have a FlexiSpot standing desk. It's a white desk that I got when Ryder was a baby, and that was really helpful for me to stand and like sway when I was wearing him when he was a little baby, and that was extremely helpful. I definitely don't use the standing function as much anymore because Ryder, of course, keeps me very busy and on my feet a lot of the rest of my day, so it's actually a nice break to be able to sit down while I'm working, but I love it. I like having like a big white desk that I can put my monitor on and have like a lot of like vertical space, vertical meaning like the depth of the desk. It's not like thin. There's a lot of stuff that I can put like behind my computer, which I love. So what my desk has on it is actually pretty minimal. I have a LG second monitor that I plug into my MacBook Pro, and that's my like primary monitor. Dual screens is everything. It's as good as people say. If it's in your budget and you want to explore what getting a second screen for your desk setup looks like, I highly recommend it. It's really nice to be able to pull up like inspiration reference or multiple different windows on a different screen. It's obviously awesome for podcasting. I can have my outline pulled up. I can have video pulled up. And then of course for client calls as well. I have my video pulled up on my laptop, and then I have all of my client notes or things that I'm referencing. And then getting to, you know, share screen is awesome, so that I have like a nice big monitor, a lot of space for that. So highly recommend. I never want to go back. You don't have to like shell out for a Mac like second monitor. I think just going to your local Best Buy and taking a peek at what, you know, is going to just not break the bank, but is also going to give you what you need, I think is perfect. I don't really have a clip or anything to my desk. It's just sitting right there in the center, which is awesome. And then as far as accessories, I have my wireless Apple keyboard that I use for my monitor. It never really occurred to me that when you have two monitors, it's really nice to be able to have two keyboards as well, so that you're not having to type on a keyboard on your laptop, but look in a different direction for your monitor. So I have that. I have a black Apple mouse that I love. I used to have a white one, and then they came out with the next generation generation version. And so I have that, which I really like. The one thing that I think is a huge design flaw in the Apple mouse is that the plug charger cord is on the bottom of it. So you can't charge it and use it at the same time. So I just have to remember to charge it every now and then. I just got recently a headphone stand that seems a little superfluous to my desk setup, but I love being able to put my Bose headphones. I have a pair of rose gold Bose headphones that were a gift, and I put those, like, I hang them up on there so that I can grab them really easily if I ever need to, like, have headphones for, you know, a call or a recording or something like that. And then another most recent purchase that I'm probably most excited about was my Canvas lamp. And this lamp is a content creation lamp. It's kind of like an arm lamp, and it has like a little circle ring light on the end of it, but it also has the ability to connect, like, just snap your phone on. It either has like a clamp, or I got the MagSafe adjustment for it. And that's how I shoot a lot of the content that you guys see on my Instagram, like those time lapses or videos of me working. I always struggled with like where to put my phone to shoot content of me just at my desk and working for like reels or whatever. And I invested in a Canvas lamp, and I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I will buy every accessory that comes out for it. It's also really beautiful. It has a nice like wooden base. It's got like gold hardware. I feel like it just looks really beautiful on my desk, and I feel like I'm using it all the time to shoot content of stuff that I'm already doing, so it doesn't actually take me any extra time to make content for Instagram while I'm designing something for a client. And that's it. That's really all that I have on my desk. I like to keep my workspace really nice and clean and clear. And my office is, you know, a regular sized room. It's got a nice big window. I'm actually facing towards the window, which I love because I'll be able to like look outside while I'm working. And then I have two gold bookshelves on either side of the behind my desk. And I invested in some really nice wallpaper from Spoonflower. It's like pink, and it has like these cute little like moth designs on them, and like, it just looks really pretty, I think. So you guys can go look at my Instagram at HelloJuneCreative to actually see some, in some of my most recent reels, you can see my desk setup. But I love having my design books nearby. That was a really big thing when I was designing my office space, as to, like, what I was going to put around myself. And when I unboxed all of those design books that had been in boxes for years and years and years, while we were moving around, while I didn't really have a, you know, standard office space, I worked in my bedroom for many years, which was just not ideal because my bedroom is obviously where I sleep and rest and like retire at the end of the day. And it's also where I was working and having client calls. And it was kind of hard mentally for me to kind of separate the two. So having a separate office is truly awesome. But I really missed having my design books out, and I'll go and pick one up every now and then and like kind of look through it. All of them, you know, most of them I've read through, but some of them are more reference style, and they're great inspiration for like content ideas. Or sometimes when I'm looking for inspiration for stuff, I'll go through some of my design books and get some actual, you know, tactile IRL inspiration, which is just so nice. So that's something that I really love. And then I have my closet with a bunch of my office supplies in it. And then my husband and I actually share an office, which is awesome. We're actually getting him the same desk that I have, and we're going to put our desks together, so we'll be facing each other, which will be really fun to hang out during the day. And then I have a printer and like a cute little like white file cabinet, and I got a washable rug from Amazon that, you know, just kind of goes in the middle of the room. And I have a little bulletin board that has pictures of like my family and stuff that I'm facing, which I just love getting to like glance up and see like those printed out photos. So that's a overview of like what my current desk setup and office setup looks like. So here are some of my tips for how to kind of put together an office that feels really inspiring for you guys. So obviously, go to Pinterest. I use Pinterest for all my inspiration for interior design for my home. We're doing the interior design for each room individually. And so we're just kind of like ordering everything for one room and then putting that together. And I did my office first because I was able to expense the stuff for my office, which is amazing. Definitely get a business credit card if you don't already have one. I recommend the Chase Inc. business card. I have racked up so many points. We are going to be taking a like completely free vacation on just the points, you know, from the last year from my business card. And of course, you know, put the stuff that you buy for your office on that card because you'll be able to expense it. Obviously, talk to your accountant first too. So on my Pinterest, I have a breakdown of like each individual room for your office. Go ahead and create a new Pinterest board and then just, you know, search for key terms that you want to feel like in your office, like relaxing and neutral or bold and colorful, the same way that you would look for, you know, inspiration for a design project. You know, of course, you can look through design books, inspiring colors. I know fine art is something that I'm really inspired by, and I have a piece by a fine artist behind me on my wall. There's like a tiny little gallery wall behind me. And I'll talk a little bit more about like setting up the camera view behind you if you do have the ability to, you know, edit or change the walls or put wallpaper and stuff behind you on client calls, because that's an important part of branding yourself. So yeah, I would say start by organizing what you already have. So throw away any old unnecessary documents. I know that my documents can get crazy. I tend to keep paper that I don't need. So go through your file folders, just purge all the stuff that you don't need. Get some desk drawer organizers. I just got some at TJ Maxx from like my bedside table, these little plastic bins. They were like pink and cute. And that is just like made my life. I love a good organized drawer. Declutter your desk, throw away old mail, put things into storage bins. We bought like that nice file cabinet that I was talking about that we kind of like went through and organized all of our like personal papers and everything, which just felt so good. And then start to redesign and reorganize your space with like adding shelving, ordering a few new furnishing items. I was actually at Walmart the other day and they had the cutest little like white swivel chairs that were kind of like fluffy. And I was like, oh, that would be so cute for my office. So I might go back and get two of them to go by the window. And maybe you guys will see me podcasting there. I feel like they were just such cute podcasting chairs, but you don't have to break the bank. I just bought a chair for my husband for, you know, like his desk. It was like $60 from Walmart and he loves it. It's super comfortable. So you don't need to, you know, go out and buy things that are like thousands and thousands of dollars. We did invest in the desk. The desk is, I believe it's $400. So definitely pricey for a desk, but love that it has the standing functionality and it's like my forever desk. So I'm happy about that. Another thing that you can do to kind of make your space really feel like your own is, of course, find new artwork and posters, or even just save little pieces of packaging or brochures or mail that you feel like is really inspiring and put them up on a bulletin board. That's what I like to do. I love little packing slips from brands that I purchase from. Add plants to your space. That's something that I need to do. I feel like there's no living things in my space, but Lauren does a really good job of like having just like live plants around her and in her office, and it always looks so beautiful, and flowers and things like that. Love a good silk flower bouquet as well. I recommend using Notion to plan out if you're going to do kind of like an office redesign, like what you want to order, where it's from, what the price point looks like. And that way you can map out like what everything is going to cost if you are going to buy some things. But you can also, of course, just thrift and shop as you go, which I think is super fun because you can always be like keeping your eyes out for new things. I did find this cute pair of bookends from like a local thrift store, and that was really fun to support someone in my local community. So, and that just makes it feel even more meaningful to me as well. Another thing that really helps my office space feel just clean and clear is organizing it on a relatively consistent basis. I have a little clear inbox that I call it for pieces of physical mail and papers and bills that I need to go through and do something with. Every Friday, in a couple minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, I go through that inbox and take action on things, clear things up, throw things away, deposit checks, shred what needs to be shredded. And that way I feel like I'm kind of on top of my paperwork. Whereas in years past, I just let things pile up. I put things in all different places. It was not organized. And I feel like I have a really good system now for kind of like maintaining like physical paper and stuff like that. I also every so often will clear off stuff on my desk that doesn't really need to be there. Like right now I'm looking and my checkbook is on here, my Kindle. I have some mail on here. I have like a little lip balm that I just keep. I really don't keep a ton of stuff on my desk, but I do like a little bit of lip balm to like put on right before a call or something. But I do, you know, try to go through probably about once a day at the end of the day and just clear off stuff from my desk that like doesn't really need to be there. Lauren recommends getting a under the desk treadmill so that you can get steps in during your workday. She loves her walking desk treadmill thing. And I love looking at videos of her like on that because it's just a great way to like keep getting your steps in, especially during the winter time when it's really cold outside. I don't have that because I've got a 3-year-old and I am running around all the time with that, but that's another option that you can think about to just give it that like more elevated vibe and keep walking. One thing that I did want to point out is that I love being able to have like a backdrop on my sales calls now that feels very branded to my business. And I do dress up for sales calls. I do my hair. I put makeup on because I just want to show up as the best version of myself when I am doing sales calls. Stacking all my sales calls on a single day is really, really helpful. And I just noticed that like when I was, you know, working out of my bedroom and stuff and I just didn't really feel like I had a space that was my own. I never felt like I wanted people to see like the background of my, you know, my sales call, or I was like apologizing for like, oh, sorry, like I didn't make my bed today. Or if there was like laundry in the background, I'd have to always be moving it. Like I really like my desk facing away from a wall so that I can decorate behind me. And it's actually been great to talk to fine artists about the fact that I love, you know, buying original art. I have a piece of original art from an artist that I admire on Instagram right behind me. And I've got a couple pictures of me and my husband and just a couple things that really inspire me. My wallpaper is always a talking point. Anything to make you stand out, particularly if that person is, you know, going to be shopping around, interviewing multiple different designers, they're going to remember those types of aesthetic things. That's not to say that you have to have like the most beautiful setup behind your desk in order to be successful. This is like the first dedicated office space that I've really had, you know, in a couple years. I did have one when I was living back in Texas, but it was a rental. We never really decorated it. It didn't really feel like my own. And I've done many, many sales calls and converted high ticket clients on, you know, me with no makeup on, hair in a bun, sweatshirt on, horrible lighting, like nothing in the background that's cute. And so this is just like one little extra cherry on top that you can control if you can. But don't worry if you can't, because it's totally fine. So what if you don't have a lot of space? What if you don't have your own dedicated office space? What if you, you know, work on your kitchen table? What if you're working in your bedroom? All of these things can relate to those situations, and I recommend scaling it down. Keep desk decor relatively simple, but if you don't really have like a backdrop that you love, then you can put a couple of things extra on your desk that really inspire you, like maybe a picture of like a family member or like a cute little figurine. Or if there's like a little spot on your wall that's in view of your camera when you're on a call, maybe just put like one thing up there, a bulletin board above your workspace where you can pin stuff. I know that you can do like command strips for bulletin boards without like nailing anything to a wall if you're renting, or if you just don't want to hurt your wall. I think it's still really important to maintain a boundary around, hey, this is my workspace. Even if you're going and sitting and working at your kitchen table, maybe like have a special cup that you always drink your coffee out of that's only for work time. Maybe you grab a blanket and kind of drape it over your chair and like have your favorite pair of slippers that you bring to kind of set up your office space. I think it's really, really important, I don't know, at least for me, to have that designated space to get into the mindset of, okay, it's work time. I'm not sitting here at the kitchen table eating dinner or watching a movie or whatever. Like these things are all kind of like allowing my brain to understand, okay, it's time to work. So that was a really quick little mini episode for you guys, kind of all about the IRL version of business with Hello June. Thank you to whoever recommended this topic. It was super fun to record. I'm going to do my inbox question now, not related to the topic of this episode, but something I get asked all the time. Caitlin Nust asks, I'm looking for guidance for the legal side of my business setup. Do most people start with a sole proprietorship or an LLC? This is going to be unique depending on what country you're in, depending on what state you're in, depending on your tax bracket and the way that you file your taxes with a spouse or solo. And the best advice that I can give is to at least do a paid consult with a professional tax accountant, because they will be able to look at your revenue and determine, you know, like, are you ready for an LLC? Does staying as a sole proprietor work for now? The thing that I can recommend and the way that I did things was I was a sole proprietorship for quite a while. I was a sole proprietor for 3 years, and then my accountant let me know that it was about time for me to become an LLC, just in terms of tax savings because of the revenue that my business was generating. I do think that it makes sense to get your LLC sooner rather than later, because I probably missed out on tax savings in those early years. But I I don't think that it's a huge deal breaker if you're not an LLC right when you start. I think being a sole proprietorship, and that just means that you're filing your business's taxes. I believe it's called a Schedule C as part of your own personal tax return. Whereas when you form an LLC, it just means that your company is a separate entity from you. I think another reason why people would want to form an LLC is for liability purposes. So if you had a sole proprietorship and your business got sued for whatever reason, that client could come after your personal assets because you don't have a separate entity representing your business. Whereas with an LLC, it's a separate entity. It's, you know, your personal assets can't be touched in a lawsuit with that particular business entity. So that makes me feel a little bit better. Not that I've ever really gotten to a situation where a client sued me, but I have been threatened to be sued. I was in the right. They did not have a case. And so I'm sure that they got legal counsel to not pursue serving me with papers. But I like knowing that I am protected in that way. So I believe, you know, LLC filing, you can pay an attorney to help you with that. You can self-file. It's going to depend on every single different state, like how much it's going to cost for you to register an LLC. But most states I've seen, it's a couple hundred dollars. I know California is a little bit pricey, but definitely talk to a tax accountant about that. But I say that it's totally fine to start out as a sole proprietorship and then talk to an accountant about potentially when it's the right time to form an LLC. Okay, that was everything. Nice and short and sweet. I hope you guys are having an amazing week. I just turned 30. I am so excited to be in this new decade of life and so proud of what I've been able to accomplish in my 20s. Looking forward to what's next and just really grateful for everyone who is here and listening and everyone who wished me happy birthday. So hope you guys have a great rest of your week and I will see you in next week's episode. Thanks for listening. Hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode, leave a review, join our free Facebook community, and share the pod with your designer friends so they can join the fun. Give me a shout on Instagram at BetterPodcast if you want to submit an inbox question, and visit the pod at hellojunecreative.co/podcast to learn more and snag discounts on my favorite resources. See you next week.